Riding with Giants, written by Peter Holmesacourt and read by Peter Holmesacourt. Our destination was 4 kilometres from the village of Om, 210 kilometres southwest of Paris, and half a planet away from Sydney, Australia. La Petite Briche is a tiny village in a remote part of rural France, where, for reasons I didn't understand, my mother had purchased one of only 3 buildings that made up the microtown. She was proud to tell me that it had once been part of something quite grand, part of a brave social experiment, where a man she described as France's Henry Ford had attempted to build his agro-utopian dream. That was in the 19th century, and it had failed. So by the time she bought it, it was just in time to save it from crumbling. With her partner, Fritz, they had worked with a team of local artisans to restore the house to better than its former glory. I'm one of 4 children, and as 2 of my siblings had visited and not reported very positively, until that time I'd never even vaguely considered coming here. My mother and Fritz had come from Australia to help us settle in and were waiting for us. Ever safety conscious, she'd made me promise I would arrive during daylight hours as the roads get icy after dark. That evening's unspectacular sunset was now about 4 hours ago. I was moving to La Briche in an aluminium Land Rover with 9 large bags and 2 cold 7-year-old girls. I had left late that morning and stopped too often. We'd stayed the night before with my sister in her holiday house in a snow-coated village in the Alps. I blame my sister for the slow start. She decided to tell me exactly what she thought of my predicament just as I was saying goodbye. I was, she made it clear, in deep shit. My life must be pretty bad if I had to move half my children to Nowhereville, France in the dead of winter. I rarely agree with my sister, even when I know she's right. I just listened, waved confidently, and then started driving, turning up the radio in the hope different words would fill my head. En route, I shared with Elsa and Madison everything I'd learned from Mum and Fritz about a destination. It wasn't much. I taught them that petite means small and distinguishes our little house from the area, La Briche, and the larger Le Château de La Briche, in which we wouldn't be living. I told them what I knew about the man who built it all, making it sound as romantic as I could. He was a man from the age of steam trains, born in a house with dirt floors. His name was Jean-François Caille, which I mispronounced, calling him Kale, as I hadn't learnt yet that the French use plenty of letters just for their looks. And it was properly pronounced Caille, as in Kyle, but without the L. What few years of schooling he got were enough to put his parents in debt, as was the custom of the time, to pay off the obligations he was sold off as an apprentice. A tireless worker, he completed his training as a boilermaker, progressed through the ranks up to foreman, and became an inventor, factory owner, and international industrialist. He became possibly the richest self-made man in France in his time, living in one of the biggest houses in all of Paris.